This is All Things Considered on Vermont Public. I'm Mary Engish.
All opposed say no.
No.
The ayes have it. I will now turn.
It's town meeting day. All across the state, Vermonters gathered to discuss, debate, and vote on issues directly related to their community. That includes the big stuff, town and school budgets, and the small, like resurfacing tennis courts or earmarking a few thousand dollars for after-school programs. In Calais Tuesday morning, town moderator Gus Seelig started off with some reminders, like how to vote.
Voice vote is when how we do a lot of business.
To introduce yourself before speaking.
Because although you may think everybody in town knows you, there may be somebody new here who's never seen you before.
And to keep an eye on the time.
If you go on for a really long time and you hear the moderator say, could you get back to the point of the question, it means that at least in my simple mind, I can't follow your logic anymore. And some people go a long ways around the barn before they get to the point.
There were a lot of decisions made Tuesday. J voters approved more money for the volunteer fire department and select board. In Plainfield, town residents packed into the Opera House. The big item up for debate was on a plan that could eventually create more housing in the village. Select board member Dan Fingus says the proposal is a response to Plainfield getting hit hard by floods this summer.
That is looking to add 40 or so lots close to the village, up higher away from the floods.
Fingus says there was controversy around the project, and so the select board decided to take the temperature of residents on town meeting day and let people hash it out.
We need tax base. We need community. We need folks who can afford to live here.
I know this is an emotional thing, and I know it's about people's homes and our home. I'm third generation Plainfielder, not even Vermonter. So I have a stake in how this goes.
A vote here saying yes is a vote to allow this conversation, this exploration, to continue to be explored and be refined.
Plainfield voters approved the measure 130 to 30. In several communities, town meeting itself was up for debate. Charlotte, Northfield, and Linden all considered whether to ditch the traditional in-person meeting for ballot voting. In Linden, Joe Benning, a former state senator, spoke against the proposal.
Democracy was never meant to be convenient. If we keep ceding our ability to meet as a group and come here and debate, that troubles me deeply.
When it came time for the vote,
favor.
Aye.
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 All opposed.
Nay.
Linden residents decided to stick with in-person meetings and floor votes. Town meeting day is often held up as an example of democracy in its purest form. And civic duty, more than what's on the agenda, drove some Vermonters out to vote, like Royalton resident Tony Hoper. She said staying home would be cheating her town.
And so this is one place where we see the result of building community when we all come together and discuss. And this year, to our credit, we didn't have people yelling and making accusations. People were really warm and friendly pretty much, and I appreciate that.
And while town meeting day is often a time where everyone in town can have their say on the issues, Calais resident Gail Graham decided this year to hold back.
And I'm always shot down.
For years, Graham says she's raised questions about how much money the town gives the library. This year, Graham decided not to bring it up.
Today, I'll be sitting in the back of the room because I have the table back there. But it's just as well that I don't get up and express my opinion.
Graham says she did read the town report and she has some questions. For Vermont Public, I'm Mary Engish.